From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, April 24th. I'm Abby Larico. Lou Magnitz did not seek re-election as mayor of Rolla, ending 32 years on the city council. He says Rolla is in good shape.
We have a good track record. No unforced errors. Okay? Keep the growth steady.
STLPR's Jonathan All has a conversation with the outgoing mayor coming up after this news on The Gateway. Ferguson City Council members postponed a vote on tax breaks for a major development that includes a data center. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, residents say they have serious concerns about the plan.
The council will decide whether it should provide about $1.5 billion in tax breaks to SSL Investments. The firm, led by attorney Jim Onder, wants to turn the former Emerson campus into a technology hub. The space already includes a data center that could be renovated. Many residents have either opposed the plan out of environmental concerns or asked the council to delay the vote. Laura Owens lives in Ferguson and says there needs to be more transparency on the matter.
I have deep concerns with how this project is being negotiated, the lack of genuine community input, and the unnecessary urgency being applied to the decision with consequences that will stretch decades into the future.
The council plans to vote on the bill next Thursday. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
For the second time in 5 years, an official from a small town in North St. Louis County is heading to prison for theft. STLPR's Rachel Littman has more on the sentencing of Daniel Paulino.
The 27-month sentence was at the low end of the punishment requested by federal prosecutors. In addition to his prison term, Paulino will have to pay restitution to Velda City, which has a population of about 1,200 people. Paulino was already the police chief in 2021 when officials made him the city administrator. Over the course of 4 years, he used that position to steal more than $300,000 from the city. The city's current budget is less than $900,000. Paulino's scheme began about a year after Velda City's former treasurer was sent to federal prison for wire and mail fraud totaling about $400,000. That theft occurred between 2015 and 2018. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis County health officials are warning people not to ignore bats around their properties and in their homes. A bat found in a Kirkwood home last week tested positive for rabies, a disease that's often deadly by the time symptoms start. Though the risk of getting rabies from a bat is low, bats' teeth are so small that it's sometimes hard to tell if a person or pet has been bitten. If you find a bat in your home, try to keep it contained in the room it's in. Never attempt to capture it and don't release it outside. Call animal control to remove the bat and test it for rabies. If you're bitten, call emergency services in your area to see if you need prophylaxis shots to prevent rabies. Missouri officials have credited the drug naloxone for the recent drop in fentanyl and other opioid-related overdose deaths in the state. But legislators in Jefferson City are clashing over funding the state program that pays for the overdose reversal drug. STLPR's Sarah Fenton reports.
The Missouri House has proposed cutting $8 million from the state's budget that pays for naloxone distribution and training. Rachel Winograd's a professor at the University of Missouri St. Louis and heads up a team that distributes naloxone statewide. She says the state gave out 650,000 doses of naloxone in 2025. Winograd says House leaders have said they haven't heard anyone complain about a low naloxone supply.
Well, that's good. That doesn't mean you cut it. You know, we have been trying to do our job to make sure there's no lack of naloxone, like I said, by getting it out to every corner of Missouri.
Senate lawmakers have proposed restoring the funding in the budget. The two chambers will need to meet before the end of session to hammer out a final funding bill. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed several bills into law Thursday afternoon. St. Louis Public Radio's Lily Halloran has details.
One bill brings the dome at America Center in downtown St. Louis and the attached convention center under the same governance. Currently, the two are run by different boards, which leaders say harm the city's competitiveness for events. Another new law classifies most intoxicating hemp as marijuana. Products like hemp-derived THC seltzers and edibles will only be sold inside licensed dispensaries and to people 21 and over, which Kehoe praised.
Both chambers really worked hard to put something that eliminated the access for our children to these drugs off of the shelves.
Kehoe also signed legislation requiring schools to adopt policies against anti-Semitism. In Jefferson City, I'm Lily Halloran, St. Louis Public Radio.
For the first time in 32 years, Lou Magditz is not on the Rolla City Council. He did not seek re-election after 12 years as mayor, three terms that followed 20 years representing the city's fourth ward. Magditz sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull to talk about his time in office and how things have been different recently.
I am leaving office in the last couple of years slightly disappointed, because in the last couple of years, and I think it's what you see at the national level with politics today is now down in the size of communities of Rolla, okay? So people today, they get annoyed at the federal government. You can't fix homeless, you can't fix this, you can't fix that. The price of gas is too high. So people have this unrealistic expectation as to what local government could really do, okay? So it's a function of, I can't blame somebody in Washington because I can't see them, but I can blame my local government because I can see them at the post office or at Walmart. That has led to much more activism. When I first became involved, you had business people, you had professionals, you had blue collar people. They became on council just, you know, I want to help out. I want to see Rolla continue to be good. In the last couple of years, people now come, they almost got a little bit of an axe to grind. Well, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to City Hall to straighten it out. And sometimes you got a left, sometimes you have a right. And the far left and the far right, neither of them are any good. And to be honest with you, you look in the last couple of years, we were tackling things needlessly and things that we could not fix.
So what is your assessment of Rolla right now?
When I ran for mayor, so somebody said, what are you going to change? You know, I said, we have a good track record. No unforced errors. Okay. Keep the growth steady. And I think that's what we've done. I mean, if you look at the economy of Rolla, so it really comes down to three things that drive Rolla. And it's diversity, balance, and geographics. All right. So the diversity comes by, we don't have any one segment that's dominating. Right? We have high tech, Brewer Science and MoSci. We have some blue collar, which is Hartman. We have the diversity that the government entities will bring, DNR and USGS and the hospital and all of these things. So because of that nice balance, we're almost recession proof. I don't think in the 32 years I'm around, I don't think Rolla has had a single recession. In 2007, we had static growth by virtue of the sales tax, but we never went negative. And then we have geographics, okay? Look at a map of Missouri, right? You have the major economic centers, Kansas City, St. Louis, Columbia, Springfield, Jeff City, right? And now you look at South Central Missouri, almost down to the Arkansas border. We are the regional hub. Pick a topic, education, healthcare. We are a draw for a pretty big geographic area. And growth gets more growth.
What is your favorite thing about Rolla?
I'll answer the question this way. I moved here with the intent of staying 5 years. And the intent was to go back to the East Coast. 5 years became 30 years. Okay. We looked at it after 5 years. We said taxes are very good. Services are very good. School system was good because we had small children. It's safe. Let's stay. A couple years ago, retirement come knocking on the door. So we said, our kids are spread out. You know, where should we go in retirement? And we looked at it and said, you know, taxes are low. The city's safe. The city's clean. There's cultural things here by virtue of the university. Why would we leave?
That was former Rolla Mayor Lou Magditz speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull. You can hear an extended version of this conversation on our website, stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.